The warnings about the future of what are called knowledge jobs, the kind of positions college graduates could once count on, are on the rise. With artificial intelligence already writing 20% or more of new software code, for instance, tech leaders predict mass layoffs in their field by 2030. For Grace Koepke, a junior at American University in Washington, AI is not a threat. It's an opportunity. Her enthusiasm to incorporate the technology into a business career is as inspiring as her star power on the women's basketball team. Negative forecast aside, the evidence so far suggests that rather than replacing workers, AI is making humans more productive. Ms. Koepke is ready. "I didn't want to graduate with a generic business degree and hope to figure it out later," she told me by email. "I wanted a clear edge, something that would keep me future ready." It's Wednesday, September 10th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, a curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Israel urged a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of a planned offensive in the northern city. Defense Minister Israel Katz said Israel demolished 30 high-rise buildings in Gaza, which it accused Hamas of using for military infrastructure. Hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza City are facing famine. New jobs data shows the U.S. labor market was weaker than previously thought in the year that ended March 2025. Employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than originally reported. That came after the Labor Department said Friday that the economy generated just 22,000 jobs in August, adding to concerns that businesses are reluctant to hire amid economic uncertainty. A Michigan judge dismissed criminal charges against 15 fake electors accused of trying to certify President Donald Trump as the winner of the 2020 election. The ruling said that because they seriously believed Mr. Trump's claims, there was no intent to commit fraud. Prosecutions of similar cases in four other states have stalled. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The Trump administration says it's downsizing the State Department to make it more nimble. Critics say staff cuts will hobble the agency. Howard LaFranchi reports from Washington for The Monitor. The deadline for funding the government fast approaching at the end of the month. Democrats might use the moment to gain leverage over parts of President Donald Trump's agenda. But the politics of a shutdown are tricky for the opposition party. Cameron Joseph reports for The Monitor. Artificial intelligence is taking some jobs once handled by humans. The emerging technology is also creating new opportunities, and college students are adjusting their majors to prepare for the future workplace. Laurent Belsey, iReporter, Hannah Gukka, and Good Luck Ajay report from Boston for The Monitor. The U.S. is the only country of 184 that is expected to experience a drop in tourist spending this year. New England states in particular are grappling with an ongoing Canadian travel boycott. Mackenzie Farkas reports from Vinyl Haven and Camden, Maine for The Monitor. Robert Louis Stevenson's willingness to plumb the inner lives of characters gives his stories a strikingly modern feel. In the new biography, Storyteller, Leo Damrosch argues that Stevenson's wider body of work, beyond his celebrated children's novels and poems, deserves greater attention and respect. Contributor Danny Heitman writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on undocumented immigrants. If all goes as planned, hundreds of South Koreans in Georgia will voluntarily fly to their home country on Wednesday. They were detained last week by federal agents at a Hyundai construction site for allegedly living and working illegally in the United States. What makes the exodus so remarkable is that it represents a case of mass obedience to American sovereignty among those in the U.S. illegally. Instead of being forcibly deported in handcuffs, the Koreans will depart in contrition. The choice to honor the law may even improve their legal opportunities to return. This reflects a large shift in voluntary outmigration 9 months into the Trump administration's tough and sometimes unconstitutional crackdown on illegal migration. Based on a Census Bureau survey, as many as 1.6 million unauthorized migrants may have left the U.S. between January and July, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. Many probably did so to escape the stepped-up enforcement or avoid hefty fines. Many others, however, may have done so out of conscience. "I don't want to keep breaking the law," one migrant from Guatemala, Carlos Pacheco of Overland, Kansas, told KSHB-TV after he received a deportation order earlier this year. "I'm aware that they don't want us, and it's time to go back." The U.S. has experienced an unprecedented decline in foreign-born or immigrant populations, legal and illegal, in the first half of the year, based on census data. This has opened up jobs for less educated U.S.-born and legal migrant workers. That shift may be just one benefit in a country relying on democratic rule of law. The ability to control borders, to decide who does and does not come into a country, is central to a democracy, wrote Claire Ansley, director of the Project on Center-Left Renewal at the Progressive Policy Institute, in the New York Times. "A modern national identity based on collective responsibilities, earned citizenship, and shared risk and reward can start to bring our societies back together." While largely unnoticed, the voluntary exodus of unauthorized migrants who respect the rule of law sends a powerful message, most especially to an administration that sometimes violates the law in detaining or deporting migrants. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Sometimes, being kind may not feel natural in the moment, but that's exactly what God made us to be, with healing effect. You can find today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Jing Nong Pong.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.